reach the island. Dave, a.k.a. And this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. I'm going to introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts all the way from Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, like most people my age, I'm 33.
Astute observation. More on that later.
But next, did you notice it's really easy to get women to not eat Tide Pods?
Is it easy to get them to eat them in the first place?
No, like you can say, hey, don't do that, but it's harder to deter gents.
Oh, got it.
Andy with the hard-hitting facts.
Interesting if true. Next to Andy there, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
The binturong's urine smells like buttered popcorn.
Now that I knew.
Why?
Don't you watch any animal shows, Andy?
Haven't you ever read a book?
I don't have television.
Pick up the book. Binturong's piss smells like popcorn. Out at every...
I couldn't put it down.
Binturong Smith's piss smells like popcorn. A children's treasury of stories.
It's a pop-up book, so I mean, there's not a lot in it. But for what you get, I think it's worth it.
And the sequel, Mr. Binturong Goes to the Movies.
Oh, in studio, of course, we have Krista over there on the couch.
Clever girl.
There we go, guys. So, tons going on. Let me catch you up. Been growing this beard.
Okay.
So I haven't shaved at all this year.
Whoa.
But here's the thing. This is the first time in my life this looks like an actual beard. Like, no one would confuse this for me stumbling into some dirt. I've not had a single person come up to me and hand me a tissue saying, oh, you got a little something there.
Oh, you got some shit right there.
Yeah. So, you know, going great. Going to keep it going. See how long I can stand it. Itchy as fuck. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
That's all beards.
But here's the thing. Picked up some beard balm.
I need to get some of that.
Kind of helps. Have you used it before, Adam?
I've messed around with the balm and like oil and stuff just to sort of keep it more sustainable.
Yeah, here's the thing. I did not know much about owning a beard, this being my first actual one.
Yeah, well, again, they don't really come with instruction manuals.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I would have gotten to where I am now if I had a beard when everybody else was getting them in their 20s.
Well, see, David, I have the same problem, is that I have to grow out a beard for a while before I don't look like Patchy McGee.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because everyone kept telling me, oh, it looks fucking terrible. Get rid of that thing, they kept saying to me. And I said,
there's a lot of very negative people.
Just Krista, though.
I went to the Beard Haters convention, which I understand was a mistake.
Hey, guys, what do you think?
But I just kept telling people, give me another week. Give me another week. Let this fill in. Let it grow out. We'll be good. And bam, it's fine.
Bam.
You just have to look.
A big pile of shit.
You just have to look like shit for a solid 4.5 weeks.
Well, and then it gets so itchy that I grow tired of it as soon as it looks good. I'm like, fuck this beard.
Here's what I'm hoping to circumvent. Because usually, and I noticed this looking at, like, because Facebook will tell you, oh, remember this, what happened last year? What I'm finding out is I usually grow a beard around the first of the year. I'm guessing because of the vacation for New Year's and I don't have to do shit.
Every fucking year you do it.
Plus, it's nice to have in the winter if it were cold here. But anyway. I'm trying this beard balm. Hopefully it will alleviate some of the itching, and it's hit or miss. So I'm not sure, you know, what's going
to, you don't look homeless this time.
There's all kinds of beard creams and oils and shampoos and leave-in conditioners. It's fucking crazy.
It's just great that you have somebody so supportive living with you.
Yeah, I mean, and I kept telling her, give me another couple of weeks. We'll be fine. Cause I agree.
I'm good for it.
The first week is the worst because you look like complete garbage. But then when it gets a little longer, you realize, okay, I see the intention there. It's not good yet, but I see the intention. Like this isn't regular maintenance. Just
let's
gone
see where
off
he's going
the rails.
With this.
I can see the beard beginning to form. But
yeah, the worst part though is the mustache. I fucking hate the mustache.
Why,
me
David?
Too.
You can save extra soda in there for later.
Ugh. It's so itchy, Andy. It's so itchy.
I hate mustaches.
But there always is a little something from the last meal in it,
mm-hmm.
which is kind
almost
of
always. Like, ooh, potato.
Yeah, I almost always have to wash my face after I eat something for that reason.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm not going to lie. If I had an interesting snack an hour ago, it's nice to relive the memory.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, all wet foods are just out of the question, man. Like, it's a disaster up there.
Can't even have sloppy joes.
Ugh.
No, all my joes are so clean, you wouldn't believe it.
Nothing but clean joes for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's in a clean joe?
Well, technically they're called tidy joes. But, you know, it's basically everything in a sloppy joe, just a lot less of it.
Oh, so
you just put down one layer of beans and meat?
Yeah, it's... And
beans
plus they're,
or sloppy joe?
Beans.
I don't remember what's in sloppy joes.
No, it's just the ground beef and sloppy joe mix, but it's, you know, not only drier and more unpleasant, but smaller.
You use a fork.
It's like a sloppy joe slider, with each with one little nug of ground beef in there.
And they come with a napkin inside the bun.
You know what they should do? You know that that game where you got to put that plastic shit in your mouth and you have to try and talk to people and that's a beard owner's dream. You put that in there, it's like a dog cone so they don't bite their ass.
I can look like a normal person.
Yeah. You go out to, you know, your favorite place to eat, you slide that baby in there, your mouth blows up to the size of the Goodyear blimp, and you're throwing food in there, beard's clean as a whistle.
Kristen, toss those french fries at me.
I'm not kidding about this, if somebody could work up a prototype that also allowed you to talk and possibly close your mouth a little.
And look like a normal person.
What you're talking about is ridiculous. What we need is, we already have the technology. It's like for those ladies' face masks that they can just stick on. Make one that's like a bib that just goes around your mouth.
Hmm.
Well, you'd have to have something to go up between your inner lip and your gum to hold it in place.
Why?
Well, how else are you going to, what are you going to, put just a napkin with a hole in front of your face? That's fucking, you have to have a seal, goddammit.
It's starting to look like some sort of hygiene gimp.
Yeah. Just a get of leather, no, latex gimp mask. You know, just cut everything out except the mouth. You know.
Oh, unzip me. It's time to eat macaroni.
What are we having for dinner? Chili? I'll get my gimp mask.
But do you need the rest of the suit too?
Yeah, honey, I brought pizza. Oh, zip.
It depends on how messy of an eater and how much body hair you have if you want the rest of the suit.
Yeah, I've not seen
this cantaloupe like it was Marcellus Wallace.
Sure.
Don't forget about that penis.
He's going to eat that penis like it too. Now, guys, speaking of the chest hair thing, that strikes me also. I'm starting to grow actual old dude chest hair that's growing up my neck and out my
I've had it for years.
Oh yeah. My god, it's fucking terrible. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, what's happening? Am I turning into a wolf?
I went
the curse is upon me.
I went to go get my hair cut the other day at Sports Clips because I am a man of culture.
Did she ask you if you wanted to clean up that chest?
No, like, without me asking at all, she was like, ear hair here, and just started shaving the sides of my ears. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I got one or two of those that pop up. I got some old man eyebrow coming in.
Oh man, every once in a while I get one of those rogue old man eyebrows that for some reason wants to be unlike all of its brothers and grow 8 inches long.
Well, yeah, and it's like they're as thick as a nail and black as sin.
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing up there? Like, your body has got, at this age, I feel like my body should have making eyebrows down, but every once in a while,
you've been doing this shit for 30-some years.
Yeah, but every once in a while, one elbows the other one next to it, and you know what, I'm gonna try something, and then just goes fucking crazy.
At the same sports clubs, I've had a lady, without asking me, just take a comb and extend my eyebrows and go like,
are you serious?
Trim them up, and I'm like, oh no.
That's actually more service. Like, the eyebrow and the ear maintenance is way more than I would have expected from a quality place such as Sports Clips.
David, I got to watch basketball.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the people in the waiting room just hear from the back, no, my youth!
I'm fading!
Get the smaller dustpan for the eyebrows!
Get the eyebrow scissors. No, the bigger ones.
You know what?
No,
I gotta go to Home Depot.
Super old now. You don't understand.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, it's rough. But, so here's the thing, guys. Last night, went to an event where, of course, dinosaurs were involved.
Were the dinosaurs throwing the event?
No, but here's the thing. It was raining, so we didn't get to do the outdoor dinosaur stuff, but we did get to enjoy a lecture on the pontification of dinosaur fucking.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. So right, here's the
I'm with you so far.
Here's the basic gist of it. And a lot of it I already knew, and actually all of it I already knew. But it was still interesting to live it. So what we're talking about here is behavior does not fossilize. You have trace fossils that can indicate footprints, coprolites, etc., scratchings, and then you have direct fossils, but behavior does not. So we actually do not know how. Okay, actually I did learn something, but I'll save that. We don't.
Tell that to my permanent record.
What?
That's my behavior fossilized.
Yeah, right. Set in stone.
Okay.
If The Simpsons has taught me anything, it's that everybody has a folder somewhere in a principal's or filing cabinet that they can pull out and be like, David, you got an F once.
They probably throw that out after you're 18, I imagine. It's expunged. But
now the president has it.
Well, anyway, the one thing I did, I kind of figured, but I got sort of confirmation on, is that dinosaurs probably had pretty big dongs.
No.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Ostriches are probably the closest genetically and, structurally to dinosaurs. They're very primitive birds. All the big birds, cassowaries, your emus, your rheas.
Ostriches.
Yeah. All of those are crazy, crazy close to dinosaurs. And they have these big, gross penises. So it stands to reason that a T-Rex, or even further back, like you got your stegosaurs, your allosaurs, they probably had hanging dongs, man.
I'm looking it probably up.
Well, not hanging. Ostrich, they were obviously, penis. They would retract into the cloaca.
We watched a clip of an ostrich, two
yeah,
ostriches
I saw
doing
an
it.
Ostrich's penis with my own eyes.
It was gross.
Why? David, you could have looked away.
Crystal, pinch me. I must be dreaming.
It's a beautiful dream.
Wow, the very first article is called Ostrich Penis Clears Up Evolutionary Mystery.
It does, because that's what I'm saying.
Ah!
But anyway, yeah, don't.
It looks like somebody ripped the tongue out of a cow and put it on the crotch of a bird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. It looks like it's like a giant rigatoni.
It was oozing.
Well, yeah, it came out of a cloaca and shot into another one. It's nothing but ooze and slime up there. Ugh. Anyway, so we're enjoying the lecture. There's a bitch in the fucking front row, and keep in mind this lecture comes along with a slideshow with public domain images, and if they weren't, they were their sources were labeled.
This Are they serving bitch, cocktails through the lecture?
We had champagne. But
there was a cash bar.
Yeah, there was a cash bar. But that's the thing. So this bitch is pulling out her phone, taking pictures of the slideshow. Meanwhile, every picture is credited, for Christ's sake. What are you going to do with those pictures? Oh, you want to see the pictures of a slideshow I saw? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I thought that's
up there taking
the
pictures
lady.
Of fireworks.
I'm going to remember this ostrich penis forever.
No, that was not the museum lady. It was no one who works at a museum would be like, yeah, got to get some snaps of this killer slideshow.
Oh, I thought that was her because she was sitting next to him.
No, this woman was at a table back. Moral of the story is, started talking to the guy, looked around, nobody else was there, so we had to leave eventually.
You talked to him for a long time.
I had a lot of questions. I'm trying to get more paleontologists on the show, and what better place to start than when right in front of you when there is one?
Mm-hmm. What better place to start than with dinosaur penises?
Than ambushing them after their lecture.
Yeah.
with chloroform.
Yeah, I just sunk my teeth into his neck, and I said, I will let go as soon as you have answered all my questions.
This is blackmail, I think.
But, like, the crowd of people that were there, so it was only 50
crazy
couples.
Crowd.
It was 50 couples, and there were, like, younger people, but then most of them were, like in their 50s and 60s.
Hold on, I want to do an experiment. Like, in your head, I'm going to describe an event, and you tell me the type of person you think is going to it.
Paint me a word picture.
This one.
It's an event. They served barbecue. They gave you champagne. It was all about dinosaurs. There would be a dinosaur walk. There's a dinosaur or a lecture on dinosaur sexual habits, possible mating habits and stuff. And then, a Q&A with a paleontologist. What type of people are you expecting to see at that event?
Right now, I'm picturing a mix of, like, Dr. Alan Grants and Texas oil tycoons.
I was saying oily sex perverts. who like barbecue.
Oily sex perverts.
Oh, let's go listen to him talk about dinosaurs fucking and eat these ribs.
You didn't take the champagne into account, though.
Yeah, there was champagne. No, okay, yeah. I thought it would be, you know, sure, you're Alan Grant's. And I don't know where the oil tycoon came from.
It's because of the barbecue and the champagne. That was the first thing that popped in my head.
Got it.
Hey y'all, I'm gonna further fund your experiment.
You were really cool dissecting them into two very distinct classes.
Yeah, but like, you know, oil comes from dinosaurs.
No, oil comes from
David did miss the guy shooting his guns in the air when the ostrich penis was seen and going,
yeehaw! Yeah, and he jumped up and he was clacking his boots together and his spurs were jingling.
Well, it's a side business as an ostrich farm.
Well, anyway, it was a crazy mix. So there was like 7 or 8 tables of lesbians, like 40 old people, Chris and myself, and another
7 or 8 tables of lesbians.
I swear to Christ, I was like, because we were walking behind these two couples, because it was all couples. We go up there and I'm like, oh, these are interesting looking couples. You know, this guy has a very weird shape to him and all this other stuff.
This guy has a very feminine shape.
We get in there, all women. I'm like, those are a lady's cut of jeans. So
I'm a lesbian.
Tons of lesbians, which I did not expect. But that's the thing. You can't pigeonhole people. So maybe lesbians are super into dinosaurs.
Maybe they're into dinosaur boning, if you know what I mean.
Right.
If you were into sex, you were at the wrong place. If you went there looking for sex tips, you were horribly mistaken because you saw a fucking ostrich penis.
Oh, baby, let me plant this bone in your fossil record.
You know what?
Nice.
You know what's crazy? You saying that a guy did. He's like, because the paleontologist is like, any questions about anything? The guy's like, what about the, and I forget what the name of it is, but he asked about the penis bone in mammals and how far that went back evolutionarily. And he's like, yeah, it's a weird recent thing. I don't know exactly. I haven't put a lot of study into it. But it was such a weird thing. Like, oh, what about that? And he used the term, God damn it, if I knew it, it would probably add some more weight to this story.
The boner, sir.
Yeah, the bonus erectus.
It started with a B.
Yeah, it was like the bolon or bolus.
I don't know.
Andy, look up the penis bone of mammals.
The penis bone
of Christ.
Yeah, right
sake.
Next to your ostrich penis.
So. What am I?
Well, no,
yeah.
The penis bone of mammals is not going to taint my searches forever. Ostrich penis, I'm on a list.
Yeah, well, you jumped on that immediately. I was talking about a bone and a penis for 20 minutes, and you're like, nope, refuse to search.
I mean, if Alex is here, we'd know the answer already.
Yeah.
Yeah, where? Text her. Ask her what the
Baculum. Scott Baculum.
Baculum. Yes, Scott, because he made that joke.
Like, not Scott Baculum.
Not Scott Baculum. Am I right? He's a penis bone, everybody.
More champagne, please.
And his monocle fell off. He was laughing so hard.
Is he schizophrenic?
Yes. Oh, he hears it once. Dr. Ellen Grant, a snooty rich man, and a Texas oil baron.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about them all as one person.
Well, yeah, because somebody has to go there because they like, because it was a layup for me. I love barbecue and I love dinosaurs.
And I'm the best wife ever.
Sounds like the perfect David trap.
There was that guy shooting at me.
That was the laser sight on my chest all night.
Look at that box in the road. Wow, what's underneath it? The dinosaur zoo books and a plate of prison.
Yeah,
a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, well, like Adam was saying, I did see that laser pointer there, but it was an odd like series of coincidences where people would walk in front of me and then suddenly get shot. It was like 6 people.
Like I only brought 6 bullets.
Yeah, I think the last bullet even went into one of the corpses. The pile was so high. Oh.
And there were some people like really taking advantage of the food. Like, there was this guy behind us who I swear he probably had 6 desserts, 6 helpings of dessert.
The bitch in front of me, because the thing was, you'd walk up, you get some salad, you get some beans, they give you a little bun, you put some meat on, you sit the fuck down. This bitch is like, salad, 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 salad. Huge! To the ceiling with salad. Then she's like, oh, now it's time for barbecue. Again, to the fucking ceiling! What the fuck? This bitch demurred at a $4 can of beer at a charity event especially, but meanwhile she's like, bloop, 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 bloop. Like she's like handfuls of beans just shoveling them into
her
mouth.
Bean jug.
Oh my God, yeah. Whole jug of beans she took back to her car.
She just walks up with like one of those plastic pitchers and fills it with beans and she's just...
Yeah. Oh, I, God. You know, And it wasn't cheap, so I can see why people would want to come and eat their head off. Yeah. But fucking show some decorum, for Christ's sake.
They serve champagne here, for Christ's sake.
Look, if you're going to, like, take another trip later if you want to be a fat ass, don't load up. Like, and I'm sitting there mouth watering because they have everything I like in front of me. And this bitch is like, and then she's like, ooh, tomatoes, tomatoes. And then she'll, like, pick them out and throw them in her friend's plate. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What if they run out when
here?
I come back?
Yeah, they're like fucking baboons in the goddamn buffet line.
There's not going to be any food left ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The end times.
That's their new name. They're buffet baboons. Mm-hmm. So when you see them in public, you can say that, and they'll be like, what? I don't understand what you're saying.
Wouldn't those just buffoons? Be buffoons? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That just hit me. I wonder if buffoon goes back to the olden times when the first buffet was, and someone had the same exact train of thought that
I did.
No,
they were at the Circle Theater, and they were doing a Shakespeare play and buffet.
Oh, one of those play and buffets? Pass.
Yeah. More mutton, please.
Yeah, they're always like, ooh, these are eyeballs, and they make you wear that, that blindfold.
No, that's the Halloween Shakespeare stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
My favorite Halloween Shakespeare play is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, no, I thought it was Jason Takes Manhattan.
Verily, we have gotten off thine boat and am in the city of York New.
Oh, the only way to make anything you enjoy unpleasant is change it to Shakespearean language. Oh my God, I never get, like, every time someone is like on shows or whatever, they'll like drop into like a Shakespearean voice to like add class to it. I think this is fucked now.
Take the gander up my frock.
I fucking hate that.
Ooh, I don't
shit.
Like that.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, no, I was reading a thing just last week. I have to read history stuff, and it was like a court proceeding in Massachusetts from the 1600s. How could they even understand each other?
I'm sure it all makes sense to them.
Sure.
But here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day too. Like, when somebody writes something, they don't write it as they talk. Like, when people, you like read letters from like the 1880s or whatever, and it's all prim and proper and yada yada. I don't think people fucking talk like that at all. It was just they had to keep up appearances or something. Like, you couldn't be like, no, I stubbed my toe while stumbling out of the shitter. They'll never put that in a letter because, like, I feel like at least back then, writing was like this grandiose thing where you learn to write because everyone was still pretty stupid.
Well, I have to write this all proper for when they read it on a Ken Burns documentary eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like letters about being on the shitter, please not open the correspondence I have sent you.
Burn immediately after reading. But that would be funny. Like this Southern Belle, like in the 1890s, like sitting at an antique writing desk with tapping a quill or a thing and be like, what would Ken Burns like? Ooh. Like everybody in that time period, like somehow had a crush on Ken Burns.
How can I get Ken Burns famous?
Yeah. Maybe that was just like another Ken Burns and it was all a coincidence. Do you ever think about that? Guys, here's a life hack. I'm going to call this a life hack.
A life hack?
No, a life hack. So if you are going to dinner and it's with family, here's a tip from old Dave that'll save your life. If it's more than five people, don't go.
Yeah.
It is a fucking, and I keep getting used to, now that I've committed this as a mantra, I used to get pulled into that shit all the time. They're like, oh, you want to go to dinner? And I'm like, so-and-so is in town. Okay, just them, one person, and it's us going to dinner? Great, five people, that's about right. I show up, there's already 17 people there, and of course, like, everybody wants to talk to everybody, so my mom is screaming for yards and yards. You know, the kid, like my niece and nephew are going ape shit. There's 40 people. The waitress is like you could immediately, as soon as she lays eyes on the table, she's like, fuck. Cause I'm sure that huge tables are a pain in the ass to deal with. Cause they're a pain in the ass to sit at.
Yeah. Well, David, that's my every Sunday, except it's at my mother's house. All I do is go to the corner and get on my phone while they all yell about how great Trump is.
Well, eating dinner with a group of people at a house is, I think, well, obviously better and easier than going to a restaurant where there's strangers.
Because when you're eating at your house, you're not making a public spectacle. Like, it may be a clusterfuck, and it often is, but at least it's private. It's your own private clusterfuck. I just don't like, and you know, the place we always go to is always fucking crazy busy on top of us being the biggest table anyone's ever fucking seen. And then they're like, okay, guys, see you in 45 minutes because we have to cook 90 plates of food back there. Bye.
David, what did you get?
Oh, my. Yeah. And then there's that question gets passed around. Holy fuck.
From across
who cares?
The table.
It's one of umpteen million meals I'll have in my life. Who gives a fuck? I don't care what you're eating. You just want to fill, like, that's not even silence. You just want to fill nothing. You want to add to the cacophony.
David, just tell me what you got at the fucking Cracker Barrel and we can be done with it.
Good Lord. I could go for some Cracker Barrel.
Could you?
Yeah. I only ever have Cracker Barrel on trips, though.
Well, that's like we only have Carl's Jr. when we go on a trip.
Yeah, well, everyone has their traveling restaurants, I feel, right? Like, because the Cracker Barrel, there's one in every town, but you don't go there.
Not this town.
Well, at least here, if you live in a big city, I guess. But
how dare you?
We're the biggest little city.
And you don't have a Cracker Barrel in Reno?
We have casino buffets. The Cracker Barrel couldn't even compete.
We just barely got a Chick-fil-A.
Well, Cracker Barrel's not a buffet, but anyway, but that's the thing. Cracker Barrel is one of those things where maybe it appeals to the people who don't have them, because since we have them all over the fucking place, I don't go. But like, if we go out of town, for whatever reason, it always comes up, oh, let's go to the Cracker Barrel. I think we never eat there.
Well,
why
our thing is like the Carl's Jr. So we go whenever we go to California. When we go to, we stopped at Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. We have one a mile and a half from our house,
but we've
never been to it.
You haven't. I have a lot. I still get Carl's Jr. all the time. I just don't take you because I know
secret.
You don't like it.
Every morning after he's done throwing up the breakfast you made him, he goes to Carl's Jr.
Seriously.
Oh,
yeah, the breakfast she made me. Who cooks dinner around this goddamn
not
house?
Not me.
I'm the lady here, fellas.
It was Trung, but now you both saw
it. It was Trung.
Oh, yeah. So, but that's the thing. I think Cracker Barrel only appeals to the people who don't have them, which is crazy to me because they're ubiquitous.
See, I'm trying to think. The only one I can think of is Five Guys, but I still go to that here.
Yeah.
But if I see what, like, I'm like, oh, man, starting to get a little hungry, and there, you see those highway signs are like, off to the side, next exit, and I see Five Guys. I'm like, let's whip it off and go.
Whip it off?
Whip it off.
Yeah, whip
Andy
it off.
Always
off
says
the freeway.
That.
That's a weird.
I'm all the time saying, let's whip it off.
That is a weird thing to say. If we were in the car and you were like, let's whip it off and drive down to some kind of whatever.
David, speaking of restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So we just got a Chick-fil-A down the street.
Oh, yeah. God, this... Love it, right?
Well, here's the thing.
We
already have a Chick-fil-A in town. Reno Sparks is one fucking city, no matter how much these yokels.
But we just got that Chick-fil-A within the last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so two within the last year?
Yes.
Okay.
The one next to us just opened maybe 2 weeks ago. On the day that it was, like, the day before it was supposed to open, I said, Adam, we need to go to Best Buy to get something or another.
Something.
And the Best Buy's right in the parking lot.
Andy wouldn't tell me what for some reason.
I was like, we need to go get something. And I had to put it in a black bag.
Why are you being so cagey, Andy?
He had a compulsion to buy something.
Weird. And he needed someone to witness it?
You've watched your papers.
A weird fetish.
Yeah, it's becoming a fetish.
Watch me spend this money. Yeah, it's disposable income. He's swiping the card over and over.
The thing honks at me for the chip to come out. I come.
It was approved. They just really maybe that's it, Andy. You're just really desperate for approval.
But we had to drive by that Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Day before it opens, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There has been a tent city erected.
Like, the parking lot is full of tents.
What?
The idiots in Sparks who don't own cars, apparently, have decided they're going to be the first people in line to Chick-fil-A. They're out there in their goddamn sandals and shorts in 20-degree weather, whipping around a Frisbee like it was goddamn Lollapalooza.
There's another Chick-fil-A not 5 miles from where they're standing.
Why do hippies love Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. I was angry
immediately. But we just went through that rigmarole with the last Chick-fil-A.
Did they do that then, too?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, the other one made it so you couldn't go into that parking lot. This one hasn't done that yet. Like, it's just normal Chick-fil-A traffic because we already have a fucking Chick-fil-A.
Do you think they're like Chick-fil-A followers? Like, they go to all
maybe.
The new Chick-fil-A's?
Maybe they're looking to break their Chick-fil-A hymen.
They're like groupies.
That makes more sense than anything else.
Yeah, like, I'm sure, you know, much like your fetish about using your credit card in front of Adam there, I'm sure if they're the first one in line on the first day and they bite into that sandwich, that's like a top 10 boners.
Yeah, and it's only that first bite. They throw the rest away.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck this, I hate Chick-fil-A.
You know, I hate this.
I went just the other day.
Bonerific.
Everybody jacks off about Chick-fil-A, so it's the best thing in the world. It's okay.
Now that I have one in town, like, the glamour has sort of been removed.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for a fast food place. That's the only thing about it. It's like they make a decent chicken sandwich because your other options are fucking garbage at Burger King that's like a chicken flavored sock. or like you can go to like Jack in the Box and spend $7 on their fancy ass one.
Well, oh my god, everything at Jack in the Box is I would like one junior cheeseburger, $9 please.
Really?
I remember when the Jumbo Jack was 99 cents and we would take the tomatoes and we would huck them at cars.
Why?
Not cars, we would huck them from cars to students going back to school that didn't own cars.
You're a monster.
Anyway, speaking of people getting sexual gratification while they pay for things,
I was just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. The other day I was cashiering, as you do.
Uh-huh.
And this lady walks up with her son, who's like 4 or 5.
Okay.
And she starts paying, and he just jams his hand down his pants, and he's just sitting there and she goes, take your hand out of your pants, and he turns to her, looks at her, and goes, I'm scratching my big boy!
What the fuck?!
To which I started laughing hysterically.
Oh my god!
That's pretty awesome.
And it only got better as I oh my god, that was the most hilarious thing a child could ever say. Somebody had to have taught him that. Either you or the father taught him to call that thing a big boy.
And who else would... I'm sure the dad is like laughing it up every time that kid does that, because I'm sure it kills around his beer-swilling buddies. But now that the mom has to take him into public, she's like, oh fuck, our white dress waves have come back at me.
Oh no, his big boy is out again.
He's scratching his big boy again. Back at it with the big boy.
That's a crazy name for it.
It was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Then directly after that, I had a birthday party roll through of frat boys who had been drinking.
Cool. Like they were having their birthday party at your place of business?
I'm pretty sure they went to BJ's or Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm. Happy birthday.
And one guy stumbles up to me. You guys do cashback?
What?
Do I play catchback?
Yeah, we do cashback. He goes, oh, good. Not 30 seconds later. You guys do cashback? I said, yeah, we do cashback. He goes, okay, I want change for this 20.
That's not cashback.
I said, oh, we don't do change. I do cashback. And he goes, you just totally did it. I want to hire a manager.
Oh, god.
Manager comes over. The guy is clearly drunk. And his friends come back, and he's like, okay, I'll go buy all this now. She goes, we can't sell any of you alcohol. You're all very, very drunk, and if you get into a car, I'm going to call the police and tell them your license, like your tags.
I mean, I understand, like, keeping track of if they get into a car, but I've never heard of, like, you know, basically a grocery store cutting people off.
Yeah, you'd have to be super drunk.
We've done it before, and one time it was... kind of sad, because an old guy started crying.
Aww. Oh, God.
But he was really drunk. Like, he was stumbling over by the greeting cards, opening them up, laughing hysterically, and then putting
Jesus
them back.
Jesus Christ.
It's the little things.
Yeah. Shoebox.
And then he rolls up with a beer, and they're like, we can't sell you beer. He goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and he just starts crying.
That's
Here's
so depressing.
I want to know what these people are like sober, because I've never done anything drunk that I wouldn't have done sober if, like, tired enough. Like, what I'm saying is I've never done anything.
Cash back when I'm sober.
Well, what I'm saying is I've never done anything I've regretted while drunk.
Me either.
So who are these people that are doing these? Like, what are they like sober? I want to see what their zero is at, because. I think there it's pretty similar.
It's like when my wife tells stories about the people she works with who are all like 19, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them already has, well, she has one kid, but she's already given up two others to adoption.
Oh, God. Okay.
And she was like, yeah, and her dad's currently in prison because he got real drunk and got tired on the way home, so he broke into somebody's van to sleep it off.
Oh.
Like, I've been blackout nasty drunk, and I've never once thought to myself, God, I'm tired.
Right.
That van's the place.
Why wouldn't he just sleep in his own car?
These peoples must be like murderers right on the edge. If they're willing to do just like any fucking shit while drunk, like, and maybe, because I mean, your inner monologue doesn't completely obliterate. Like, they must be thinking, oh, I'll get away with this because I'm drunk. Right?
Or it's like the sorority girls who used to go and blow like four dudes and then be like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, are you saying you wouldn't have done that while sober and you just didn't have the courage to shove four cocks in your mouth at once?
Yeah.
Like you were on some sort of variety show in the 30s?
You know, the craziest thing I've ever done, like that I've regretted while drunk, is eating something or too much of something. Like, I'll eat something that I normally wouldn't because I think it's gross, and then I super regret it later, or I just overeat. Like, those are the biggest, regrets I have while drunk.
That's the dangers of marijuana.
Hmm.
Is the overeating. Because all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, motherfucker, God.
Oh, I'm gonna chop up some Doritos.
I've gotta eat an entire pizza.
I've done it.
What is it about that stuff that, like, makes this room that wasn't there before?
There was room. Afterwards, I was like, oh, fuck, I am the sickest person.
Yeah, you gotta know where your limits are. Now, because using any type of intoxicant, I don't care who you are or what you are using, like, make a mental note to yourself, because it's not like, here's the thing, the popular media, social media, or whatever, makes it look like when you use drugs, you're not who you are. Like, you lose sight of who you are, and you're just like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde scenario. Like, oh, I did weed, so now I'm this alter ego that's like running around eating
upon
food.
Me.
Yeah, like I'm sure you retain everything you are. You're just fucked up. Like, don't blow that smoke up my ass and be like, oh no, I did some like I did shrooms or whatever, and you're like, oh no, I'm this alter ego, or like I'm drunk and now like you can't hang with me when I'm drunk because I get super angry, my mean side comes out because it's Mr. Hyde.
I thought, like, you said your meat comes out for a second.
Yeah,
my big boy comes out.
My mystery meat comes out. Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't buy into all that bullshit where they're like, oh yeah, you pop this pill and you're just like, oh, I didn't know what I was doing because I was on drugs. I mean, with the harder stuff, sure. I'll get that.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing crack or heroin. I imagine that's a little bit different.
I'm tripping balls right now.
Yeah. I know people who've done like ecstasy and MDMA and acid and shit. And, you know, it doesn't, because they always seem like, because, you know, one of the great things about working in the trades when I did is drug stories. There are nothing but drug stories in the trades because that is a group of people who are constantly self-medicating to deal with the shit they deal with on a daily basis. And I, you know, hearing people tell me stories like, oh yeah, I took a bunch of acid and I sat it on this curb and I look up and there was a bush, but then the bush turned into a bunch of goblins and they were crawling all over each other like a school of sardines. I fucking love stories like that.
And that just sounds like my normal nightmares.
Well, but this is like awake. But that's the thing. Like they're still themselves. They're just experiencing different things. So I think it's bullshit when people are like, oh, I was fucked up, so I did this thing I would normally never do. Like, no, bullshit. You saw an excuse and you fucking used it.
Yep. You saw an excuse to see the bush goblins again and you took it.
Well, maybe not with that.
No, those guys are pretty cool.
Booze. I don't know. That's one thing I don't fuck with, man. Like, people, even people who have been on this show, and I won't name any names, have like offered me drugs that are like crazy hard shit.
Amyl like, nitrate for David.
Yeah, poppers, amyl nitrate, ecstasy, MDMA. Like, people would invite me places and like, hey man, here's this pill, it's such thing, and I'm like, are you fucking serious? I am in no way interested messing with my brain chemistry like that. Like, I am already like teetering on the edge of sanity at times. I can't, like, because they say as little as one hit of that shit can change your brain chemistry permanently.
Well, that's how I feel about most of that stuff, is like, I'm on the precipice of like, just total breakdown all the time. I can't take this risk.
Yeah, like let's say like you're at a, like let's say my real life scenario. I'm hanging around a pool with these dudes, and they're like, "Oh yeah, do this," and like that's the last normal moment I ever have, or like you know, like.
Meanwhile, here in Reno, you go to a doctor and you're like, "Okay, like I got a headache." They're like, "Okay, would you like some OxyContin?" Like. I can prescribe you a lot right now, but not later. So do you want a lot of OxyContin?
I can give you 100.
Yeah, why do they do that? Like, every time I am called into the hospital for whatever reason, like when I was in my car accident when I was a kid, you know, it was just like, oh, my back hurts. Like, here's a 90 OxyContin with 3 refills. I'm like, it's just a sprained muscle. You want to give me 100 million of these fucking narcotics?
That reminds me of when I was just in Utah, they were talking some about this. Like, apparently there's a big, like, opioid problem there.
Mm-hmm. Because,
Mormons, they can't do, like, caffeine. They won't drink coffee.
Yeah.
They won't have any of this, like, potentially mind-altering stuff. But if a doctor prescribes them something, it's fair game.
Yeah.
And more than that, like, their doctor will prescribe them, like, what's a big one?
Methadone.
Okay, methadone. They'll prescribe them that.
Barbiturates.
Yeah, and they'll run out of their prescription, but then they'll continue to like take it from other people because their doctor prescribed it to them once.
Right.
Yeah.
Anytime I had any mouth stuff done when I was working as a janitor and they gave me pain pills, my boss would try to buy them from me.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She's like, I'm in pain all the time. I need these. Like, no, I don't think you do.
I think you should talk to your doctor then.
I would have fucking nailed her to the wall with that shit. I would have bought those glasses with the camera in the middle and fucking stung her ass and
all right, here we are. Money is changing hands.
Thank you, Monica. Enjoy those illegal drugs that you obtained from me legally.
Turn the glasses around on yourself.
Hi.
But no, I just had that tooth out, and he was like, "Okay, what you're gonna do is you're gonna be taking 4 Advil, 2 Tylenol, and if it gets really bad, here's like 100 oxycodone. Also, hold on to these," is what he told me.
you'll want those for the future.
Wink. They might come in handy when you're short on rent.
Or hope. Wink.
You know, you're right. I could go sell OxyContin down at the school.
Yeah, just be like, hey, guys, want some oxys? What do they call them? They must have a cool nickname, a street name.
Give them a nickname right now.
Cottons.
You want some Tintin?
Tintin. I'm going to call them Cotty Cotty Tintins here in Arizona.
I'm pretty sure they just call them oxys.
No, I'm going to call them Cotty Cotty Tintins.
The new hotness.
It just rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah. Remember how stupid Molly sounded when you first heard it? After you've heard Cotty Cotty Tintins 80 or 90,000 times, it'll sound totally normal.
And then they're going to be paying Ice-T to say it.
Yeah, let's go up on SVU because he's still working drug crimes despite the fact that we've been over that he's a sex crime worker.
It was a drug sex crime.
No, you always do that.
It was drugs and sex together.
No, it was hardly ever drugs and sex together.
He used to do drugs, the drug stuff, though.
These drugs led to sex crime.
Oh, he used... Yeah, that's the thing. You're referencing a part of his character that's a prequel to the actual series. You're nuts, Sandy. What's wrong with your microphone?
You shouldn't have messed with it.
I just wanted Mother it to be nice God. Again. One second. Hold this. Hold this like that.
Yes,
you guys
sir.
Make me want to pop a couple Cotty Cotty Tintins.
Man, my mouth is watering for some Cotty Cotty Tintins.
Okay, I think we're good.
Oh,
we're not good.
Have you Hold fixed on. It?
No.
Does it sound like you fixed it?
God.
People love this part of the show.
Sure, why not? Here we go. We're good. I need to replace this thing.
Yeah, people love the, like, it's now like a character in the show. Like, it's happened so often, I have to leave it in so people like are in on the joke. Anyway,
I just
guys.
Have to go down to the guitar. Well, I already have one. I already have an extra mic stand. What am I doing with my life?
Yeah, what are
you
doing?
Need to get off those Cotty Cotty Tintins.
Those Cotty Cotty Tintins make my mind all go cuckoo.
I'm cuckoo for Cotty Cotty Tintins.
I am so glad this is taking off.
It's like all massive right. Damo.
I was going to bring up Damo.
What's Damo?
Well, I was hungover playing the Dragon Ball game, and I couldn't speak very good, and I was like, oh, he says here you gotta do this stuff for massive damo.
It's now whenever you do a big combo, it's massive damo.
Hilarious. Guys, check this out, though. You remember intern Joe. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for backing me up there.
Yeah.
As we mentioned in the last show, I think he wanted to, you know, do his cryptic transcripts again. So he called in, and I've got to set this up because something has happened. Google has improved its voice recognition technology.
No.
So and I've only read the first sentence or two. But it does look like Google is catching up with the with all these voice recognition. So I imagine it's not going to be difficult to suss this out. So why don't we, Krista? Do you still have the intro?
Nope.
Mother of God! You don't have a cryptic transcripts intro on that machine right now.
No. You deleted it when we stopped doing it. So I'll do this.
Cryptic
transcripts.
Nailed it. So Joe called in, and if you want to call in, which I guess you could if you wanted to, and leave us a voicemail, I will look that up because I don't see the number on this thing. And I'll tell you later, or I'll put it in the show notes. So here we go, guys. Joe calls in and Google writes, "Hey, buddy, it's Joe the intern back for a return in the revival of cryptic transcripts. I have a story for the this transcript, but I was thrown off by Dave's answering message, which I've come to realize I might be the only person in the entire planet R to ever hurt this. So, if I can remember correctly, I might be the only person to ever called into the show, but also printed. I'm one of exactly a third of all visitors to the show now. That's if he does not listen, and Nick does not listen.
Not listen.
And yeah, it's weird to be a third of an entire community before a podcast phone tag. I actually mentioned the podcast to somebody I work with, and they said, I feel like I've heard about the show before, and there's no punctuation in this goddamn thing, and it's driving me crazy.
That's why I keep saying we need, like, sound effects for punctuation and talking.
Yeah, there's no...
period.
There's no period at all. Okay, so... God, where was I? Okay. They said, I feel like I've heard about the show before, and I responded with, I can absolutely guarantee you have never heard or listened to a single minute of the show. Just because I'm pretty sure there's no way, unless I specifically showed this person, but they would have listened to the show. And so I guess the message here is... there are a lot of potential listeners out there, Dave, and one of these days, a lot of enterprises pick up in the 730 year of doing it.
730 year of doing it.
So you know it. Just stick with it, because I think you forgot something good here with the pod. I forgot something good here with the podcast. This is Jim.
we switched narrators halfway through.
This is Jim Benjo the intern with the week's cryptic transcripts, How to Shell. So guys, do you think we could figure out what he was talking about?
I don't know. Crazy, Jim's crazy pretty stuff. Hard.
Crazy. So, understand.
Let's take a listen.
Hey everybody, it's Joe the intern back for a return in the revival of cryptic transcripts. I had a story for this transcript, but I was thrown off by Dave's answering message, which I've come to realize I might be the only person on the entire planet Earth to have ever heard this. So if I can remember correctly, I might be the only person to have ever called in to the show.
Oh,
but also, granted, I'm exactly a third of all listeners. Now that Andy does not listen and Nick does not listen. And, yeah, everybody's it's really weird stopped. To be a third of an entire community for a podcast. fun fact, I actually mentioned the podcast to somebody I work with, and they said, I feel like I've heard about this show before. And I responded with, I can absolutely guarantee you have never heard or listened to a single minute of this show. Just because I'm pretty sure there's no way, unless I specifically showed this person, that they would have listened to the show. And so I guess the message here is there are a lot of potential listeners out there, Dave. One of these days it's going to catch on. You just keep doing this. Keep at it, Dave. One of these days. A lot of enterprises pick up in the seventh or eighth year of doing it. You know what? Just stick with it, bud.
Cause, do you?
I think you got something good here with this podcast. This has been Joe the Intern with this week's Cryptic Transcript. Have a show.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
I thought he said that 2730 was going to be the year of doing it, and I thought to myself, man, I'm going to be dead by then. I'll never be able to participate.
Oh man, great bit.
Why do you have to go and ruin everything by making your technology better?
I know, there's like no ambiguity here at all. So, Joe, we're going to have to think of a new bit for you. Maybe you could give it to Google Chinese, and then I
maybe
can translate
Yahoo has
it.
A worse one.
Yahoo always has a worse one.
Oh, Yahoo. Yeah, man. Well, I don't have a Yahoo number.
Ugh.
This is the Google Voice number. But I guess you still could call it.
Sorry, it reminded me of the transcriptions from my iPhone, and I had a new voicemail from a robot.
From a robot?
But anytime the iPhone goes, okay, do you really want us to play this? Because I can transcribe it. I go, okay, transcribe it. It's like, hey, Brandy.
You're a fine girl.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely lacking in some areas still. In style. All right, guys. Well, that's all I've had planned, unless you guys had something else. Like you were sitting on a really killer bit that you've been working on in the interim since we haven't been doing the show.
I don't have any killer bits.
Adam?
I told you about my Utah opioid lesson.
Mm-hmm. I did enjoy that.
No, I got nothing.
All right. So
we have to go do all that ecstasy and MDMA that you sent us.
And the drug name that I already forgot.
Kadi Kadi Tintin.
Kadi Kadi Tintin. That's the kind of drug they would have in like a latter day Steven Seagal film. Like he'd be on the street fighting like white kids dressed like black kids. Like, hey man, with my Kadi Kadi Tintin. Steven Seagal is like all shooting him and shit.
It's all shots of Steven Seagal from behind, and you can tell it's not him. When they show him from the front, it seems to be in a different area.
Yeah, you're describing every latter day Steven Seagal movie. It's so crazy. His stunt double. This must speak to Steven Seagal's vanity because his stunt double is thinner than him. So that implies that he wants to look thinner than he is when he's doing his fucking stunts. But I'm sure that makes him feel like shit looking at this guy doing the thing that you were supposed to be doing, and like you're a fat bloated piece of shit. Oh, it's so sad.
You can't
so
get thin. Gross. There's too many calories in Russian semen.
That's true. That's full of iron.
This keeps him strong.
Yeah, that's how he's got those strong muscles for all those movies, Andy. Where he shoots on a green screen somewhere and the rest of the cast shoots somewhere else.
He's just sitting on a couch in front of a green screen.
It's a green couch, too.
Yeah. He always,
he's covering there.
Come to think of it, he has gotten a lot shorter in these later movies. And his legs are always bent. It's weird.
The only time he's with another cast member is when he's making out with some naked chick fully clothed.
Oh, my God. Here's a Steven Seagal sex scene. He comes home.
Like an ostrich.
He is in eight layers. He has on a shirt, a t-shirt, a turtleneck, and then a leather jacket, and then a leather duster. He comes in, hot woman on the bed, someone who's lowered herself to do a nude scene with Steven Seagal. She gets up.
It's a big break.
She gets up. This is all of them. I'm describing every one of them. Uh-huh. She gets up, pulls her tits out, like he pulls her into for a kiss, and they slowly lay onto the bed, him removing still none of his eight layers. She's almost
sweating ever so slightly.
Yeah, she's almost all the way nude, and he's coming in on top of her. He is like a beached whale rolling onto a seal.
No.
Or, save that or he's like an elephant seal rolling onto its pup.
Yep.
It is frightening.
It's gross.
But still,
but I continue to watch them.
Still, yeah, check them out, guys. They're really good.
My library is ever growing.
Listen, Maximum Conviction. Is that the one?
Maximum Conviction?
Which is the one where he teams up with the FBI agent who uses the Bowie knives.
Bowie. David Bowie knives.
I might have to watch that one later. Yeah, guys, you can't go wrong with Steven Seagal. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Man, I love being a turtle.
T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Good job, MC Hammer.
Guys, that's all I've got. And even like that last little bit probably should be cut. But...
we leave it to you, the editor.
You, the listener, decide.
Great conversation there.
Decide whether or not you want to go back, cut it out of the episode, and then re-listen.
Yeah, you want to hear that? Push number one on their keypad now. You want it cut? You press two.
Don't bother typing in any other phone number.
Don't do anything else. I'll know what to do.
Yeah, we'll get your message.
Guys, let's start wrapping it up with a round of staff recommendations. Nerd. Andy, what do you got for us?
I've been, well, should I take Adam's? I've been playing Dragon Ball Fighters.
Okay.
With a Z.
Well,
it's a Dragon Ball game you always wanted.
Is that the one
it's pretty cool.
that I see endlessly modded online to have, like, Kermit fight Vegeta or whatever?
No.
Ah, damn.
It's really good. It's made by the guys who made Guilty Gear.
Well, it's not like any of the other Dragon Ball, like, fighting type games
we've
ever
had. Is it 2D? 2.5? 3?
2.5.
Okay, so
3D graphics, but a 2D plane.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking of is, I think, a full 3D. Anywho, keep going.
It's the best, except that it also has an annoying auto-combo system, so even chumps like David can win against me.
Yes! Finally!
All I have to do is mash that square button.
Yeah, I think this is democracy at its finest. Anyone can win regardless of skill.
Yes, the best.
All right.
I enjoy it quite a lot.
Yeah. Alright.
I play as Tien.
I can't. It's been so long. I can't remember who that character is. The bald
he's got
one?
Three eyes.
Oh, and he's bald.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Adam, what do you got for us?
I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter World.
How is that?
It's fantastic. It's probably the best good. Monster Hunter game they've made to date.
So it's still just essentially a boss rush of monsters?
Mostly. It's. They fleshed it out, like, the world feels like a more diverse, like, living world now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no longer, like, the map is no longer compartmentalized areas, it's all, like, one run-on gigantic thing.
Open world?
Yeah, more or less.
What system is this on?
It's on
Xbox
and PlayStation right now.
Okay.
And eventually, PC.
Now, why would I be thinking it is a handheld version?
Because a lot of them were.
Yeah, okay. Most of the ones we got here in the States were on handhelds, but this one is not.
Okay, I thought I was getting that pattern from something. All right, I have got a few things to recommend. I guess if you're like me, first-time beard owner, get yourself some sort of leave-in conditioner, because I thought, you know what, I'll put some in before the show, and if it, you know, loosens up or feels any better by the end and it proves itself, I'll recommend it, and I will. Because it feels like it is softening it up, and it's not as itchy.
Oh, no, David, that was Nair.
Oh, no. It's all in my hands now. Oh, why? I'm like Burgess Meredith at the end of the Twilight Zone.
My life's work.
It was time now.
Now you have to start from scratch again.
There's beard balms, there's beard wax, there's beard anything. Like the leave-in conditioners, you know, get it all. I think anything that'll help, like, maybe some people's faces are more leathery than mine. Mine's delicate and supple.
It's like one of the cute little baby faces.
It's like the skin of a baby, and having this coarse man hair come through it is really rough on the old pores. Anyway, guys, If you want to contact us, you can. FistfulPodcast@gmail.com. Dave@FistfulPodcast if you only want me to see it. But P.S. I'm the only one who checks both of those. But I got it. I got an email with the website, so I said, fucking, I'll have it. So you can do either one.
Give it to me.
I said, give it to me. It's free. What am I going to be stupid and turn it down? It's free.
I don't want any free stuff.
I'm not an idiot.
We are on Twitter. We're on Facebook. If you want, you can follow me on Instagram. I use the show's name, but it has nothing, if anything, to do with the show. It's just if you like my photography. You know, all the social medias and such. Tell a friend. Listen to Joe. If you're one, if you're the other two people listening, help!
Be incredulous when other people tell you they may have heard of us before.
Yeah, tell them they could possibly.
Did not.
Okay, side note real quick. The paleontologist I was talking to, I was like, hey, man, I have a podcast and I'd like you to come on. And he's like, oh, man, I'm a huge fan of podcasts. And he was like, you've got to listen to Spontaneity Nation. I was like, oh, my God, I do. We shook hands.
I do that.
Yeah, it was.
Me and a paleontologist shook hands.
Crazy.
Over podcasts.
Did you blow dinosaur dust off your hands?
Nobody blew him.
It's kind of like right after the handshaking was done, the guy started forcing David's head down.
Sure, I'll be on your podcast.
He didn't have to force it.
I had to think of Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Come down here and give me a mic test.
No, but hopefully he'll come on the show and maybe talk about the Natural History Museum here in Arizona. If we have any local listeners.
Your mom.
Mom.
Mom. Hi, Mom.
Super active on the Facebook, which I appreciate. Oh, God. Guys, you know, that's all we got. So until next time, I'm Dave.
I'm Krista.
I'm Scratching My Big Boy.
And I'm on Cotty Cotty Tintin.
Saying, remember, kids, stay off the streets where that Cotty Cotty Tintin be. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
Or they try to... Podcasts Radio.